Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.
Wow, that song ended really fast. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's Mackenzie Moore.
You know what? It's live radio. This, I always say, let the listeners know what's happening so they don't go, did I just hear that or what was happening? Yeah, we did. Luckily, Mackenzie is right here, but that is an awesome song. And yes, we did lose it for the end. I'm sorry, Mackenzie, and I'm sorry to all the listeners that love it.
Is that another ghost in the machine?
It must be. Yeah. But, you know, people know we really are here. We're live, and, you know, computers can be crappy sometimes.
And
we're
our third year anniversary, so, you
there
know,
you go.
We're
so you know
drinking
what's happening.
Beer and doing LSD. What do you expect, you know?
Speak for yourself.
Oh, I am.
Oh, okay.
Pass the stamps, Jimmy.
Jimmy K. Rocker, Terry Barr is here. Terry, say hello to our guest who has brand new music for us.
Yes, I would like to have her just take this over for right now. It's Mackenzie Moore, everybody. Yay!
Happy to be here.
Oh, we are happy to have you here, too. I love this story, and I remember asking you a little bit about this another opportunity when we were chatting. You remember singing along to Sheryl Crow's Soak Up the Sun.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've all sung along to that, but you were little. And this came on the radio in your mom's car, and then you would bust into the song. And here you are now, a multi-award-winning singer-songwriter. And I love that you also have a feeling for the community, that you feel music can make a difference, you know, be in a room of strangers and with an acoustic guitar and your heartfelt voice. And of course, here you are now on Max Inc. Radio. Thanks, Mackenzie.
Yeah, I've got to say even more full circle now. I'm playing the Majestic July 22nd or 23rd at Sheryl Crow. So it's all coming around now.
That is crazy.
It's crazy. And I'm playing Soak Up the Sun for one of the songs. It's
oh my gosh.
Looking forward to that.
Good for you. Oh, every time I see you post your schedule, you just keep branching out and branching out further and further and bigger shows. But for people listening who maybe are like, who is this? I want to check her out. How do I, you know, learn more about her? What would you say, kind of your elevator speech? I know I hate when people say that, but who are you?
Oh boy, I ask myself this every single night. Who am I? All right. So I've been bopping around Madison, the whole Wisconsin scene since I was about 14. Now I'm an elderly 21, still doing the same thing. Mostly acoustic, 3-hour long shows, playing dive bars, and also some Majestic Theater since some High Noon's in there.
Yeah.
Keeps it lively.
What keeps you wanting to do this? Because you've been doing it that long already. You could be like, ugh, I'm tired.
I mean, it's super cliche, but like, music just like does something to people, you know? Like, just takes one person. Like, I could have like a super, like, kind of like, nobody's listening to me kind of show. Like, and we're just kind of getting drunk and whatever kind of thing. But if one person walks up to me and is like, dude, that was great, then like, all right, I'm good to go. Like, that's all. Like, it takes so little for me to like want to do it. Like, I can have like a bad few weeks. And just like one good thing, we'll just be like, all right, I'm doing this.
Oh, it's just music.
Yeah, I suspect part of, I'm sorry, Rocker. I was going to say, I suspect that part of the reason you keep going is because you have such a strong support network with the other musicians here in town.
Yeah, there's not a better scene I could have been brought up in, honestly. Like, there's like, yeah, like there's like those, I was going to say there's some egos, but they're not even, there's not even really that much of that. Those people who kind of bail and leave. So it's pretty great right now, honestly.
They bail and leave. Mackenzie, your new single, Haunted, is getting released on July 15th, and you are throwing a release party on July 17th at the High Noon.
Yay!
This is a brilliant idea because the party is for the release of a single. So on an average, 12 singles on a CD, this would mean a lot of parties. Tell us about your release party on July 17th.
I'd love to have 10 parties, but I don't think Kanye would support that. So the lineup here is stacked. We've got Derek Reimers of the Old Soul Society.
Yay!
We've got Candace Griffin with Ken the Hurricane as her backing band.
Nice.
She's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her voice. She played in the Devil's Lair about a year ago, I think it was. And she blew me away.
Yeah.
Absolutely blew me away.
And on my set, we've got the Jenna Jonas.
Mm. Of course.
Yes.
That's
and
fabulous.
My producer, Jake Johnson, is playing bass, which is a big step for him. Yeah, I know, right?
I've never seen him play bass.
We just practice. He's really good. So come check it out. And also, the big finale, Jin Shock and Barak is going to play a song with me at the end, which they're also on the album.
Wow. How do you get them as your backup band? I mean, if I had them as my backup band,
I begged.
I could be a singer.
I owe some favors, I think.
Oh, they'll come back. That's okay. What a good thing to have to return a favor. Mm-hmm. I love it. So are we going to be able to buy a CD? Is it a record? Like an actual vinyl?
I definitely plan on releasing CDs. Vinyl is more about how many people like, actually want, because there's like minimum orders and all that kind of thing. But mm-hmm. it'd be great to have that kind of demand to make vinyl. But for sure, CDs.
Awesome.
And they're all back ordered, right?
Vinyl? That's what we keep hearing. No. Yeah.
Is this remember? Single? I got handed a cassette tape the other day.
Oh yeah,
I don't doubt the old cassette. Hey, cassettes are coming back.
Okay, Mackenzie, 8 tracks.
Oh, I've already got those locked down.
Okay,
they're just in my car. Already.
Perfect.
Just for personal use.
So is the single Haunted? We're gonna play that in just a couple of minutes. But is this a single? Is there a full album coming out, or is it just the single? And you're gonna release a single later on, or how's that gonna work?
There's an album, so I've got this single and then another single next month, and then September the full album comes out. It's my first album.
Wow! And how many songs are on the album?
10.
Okay.
Wow.
Rocker's math was pretty good.
I know. I was thinking 10.
Just a little bit below average.
Oh.
Hey, where can we find your info and download your new single, Haunted, online?
To be clear, he wrote 12. I meant average as far as the number, not Rocker's intelligence. But that's also up for debate.
Oh, boy.
Rocker's taking a beating tonight.
I tried to move on to the next question.
All right. So I'm promoting a lot of stuff on Instagram, but the best spot for me to like, annoy you and like berate you with all that's going on is probably Facebook. So, got that going on.
Now, Rocker's like not speaking over there.
He's
blushing. Hey, silent treatment.
It's boycott.
Oh my gosh. Okay, now I know Jimmy K said that we're going to play Haunted. What
yes,
can you tell us about it?
So, I feel like I've been known for the most part being like either like hard rock or like Americana kind of stuff. Yep. And the album has both of those things, but this song is a big change. It's full on, like, I wrote like, on my acoustic guitar in my basement. Like, that's still intact, but it's a pop song.
Okay.
And it's like a fun beat. If you actually listen to lyrics, it's pretty depressing, which is on brand for me. But end of the day, it's a fun song you can dance to, you can cry to it. I think it's a good one.
You know,
Jake Johnson's amazing.
It's weird because I think I always look at you as you are super positive, very funny. But where does the music come from? Because, yeah, you're right. And I guess I hadn't thought about it like that. Yeah. But it's kind of on the sad side.
Where does your dark side come from?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I've got so much fodder.
Oh.
No, I mean, okay. I don't know. Just kind of like I have a happy song, but it just kind of comes out. Like I'll write like the music first. Like, you know, this song makes me feel kind of sad or some kind of moody way for the most part.
Yeah.
It just kind of comes natural, I guess. best form. I'm happy. I'm doing well.
Good. Yeah. And you're using it to the benefit of that we'll all probably understand when we hear it.
I'm just young and feeling new feelings and feeling strong feelings. So, you know, it's on brand. Once again.
Perfect.
You guys.
Mackenzie Moore live in studio here. We're about to play her brand new song. Is called Haunted. The date is at the High Noon Saloon. Tell me the date again, Mackenzie.
July 17th.
July 17th. All right. There was a picture of, I think it was a cornfield, like a cover of the song on, what was the cornfield have to do with the song? Or
it was actually grass.
Grass, okay.
I just got home one night. I was supposed to have single artwork for it, but there was some kind of delay with that. And I was like, okay, I just have to get this thing up. So I came home from a show at about midnight, took a picture of the grass from a weird angle, and I slapped a filter on there and called it good.
That is awesome.
I was going to be totally honest. It was an iPhone picture.
Hey, if it works, whatever.
There you go.
Kids these days.
I know. Oh, it's so great.
All right. Mackenzie, thank you so much for stopping
in
today.
Mackenzie.
It's always
Thanks
a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much. Let's stop screwing around here. Let's play some music here. This is Mackenzie Moore. The name of the song is called Haunted, and you're listening to it on Max Inc. Radio because we are local music. All right. So the gremlin inside the computer is really getting old. So we'll try this one more time. Miss Mackenzie Moore.
There was a time you could do no wrong. When everything was perfect to me, you gave your heart and I held on. Kept it under. Drop the gun, couldn't stop the bleed. It's not what I wanted. I didn't play my just let go. But when you've been haunted, moving on, all it leaves you with ghosts. Sit out on the lawn, look up at the sky, talk about what it is we want, what we needed to try. One day I woke up and now it's done. Still don't know why. It's not what I wanted. I didn't play my just let go.
Brand new Mackenzie Moore. Woo! And Haunted on Max Inc. Radio. Awesome. I love it.
That was great.
It sounds great, Mackenzie. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm sorry about bugging you every day.
No,
for the
I'm
last
so glad you
months.
Did because we got this first. So that's really fun.
I'm starting to feel dependent on you, Jimmy. where's my Jimmy? He hasn't checked in for a few days.
Oh, no.
Is he safe?
Better get a lawyer.
He's always in a safety meeting.
Oh,
he's always safe.
Goodness.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hey, coming up here on the show, we got You Got the Message. Brady is going to join us at just after 8 o'clock. Bar Notes at 8:30 and Cat and the Hurricanes live in the Devil's Lair at 9 o'clock. Rocker, what do you got coming up in Max and Covey?
We have Randy. He's going to be coming in from RK Promotions, and they do metal promotions and shows, a bunch of shows coming up in the Crucible, one with Anvil. Remember those guys? For Whom the Bell Tolls, mm-hmm. They wrote that song. So they're coming to the Crucible in Madison. We're going to talk to them about that show and maybe some other stuff. And just Max and Kevin in general and Decentralized Kraken 11, Jimmy.
Nice. Terry, what do you got coming up in Bar Notes?
I have many things coming up. And that's why I always say you're going to have to stick around and find out what is in the news and gossip.
No teaser
in my
for
bar
you,
notes.
Jimmy.
No, no soup for you.
All kinds of good stuff.
More brand new music now on Max Inc. Radio. This was hand-delivered to Max Inc. Radio 3 weeks ago. Love that when it happens. Wolves and Sheep.
Oh, yeah.
Love and Hate on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. that powerful swing. I got your booty on my mind.
I'm just as scared as you. The closer you get to my heart, the worse the pain could be. If your love was ever untrue. So baby, let's take it easy. We can do whatever you wanna do. Your approach has always been smarter than mine. If you want some space or to yourself, now that's fine by me. Cause the greatest gifts are ones that come with time. That's all I need, and that's all I need. Just a little time with you is all I need. That's all I need. Never would have guessed that what I've been looking for all along might have been right before my eyes. Cause now that you're free, it's bringing me a little bit of sanity. Cause you've always been right in the back of my mind. And I think it's clear the way I feel about you, baby. I've never been all that hard to read. So honey, if you want to breathe, then you know you can talk to me. Cause as long as you feel just like I do, it's all I need.
all I need. Just a little time with you is all I need. That's all I need. Yeah, that's all I need. Just a little time with you is all I need.
Sync Radio, we are local music. Leo Albertoni there, and All I Need. That's when he was with the Convictions, or when it's not the Convictions anymore. It's just Leo Albertoni, him and his piano and his organ, and he rocks. Did I do that okay?
Just Leo and his organ. Yep. We got it, Jimmy.
You guys.
Saturday night, we're rocking through local music, independent music from Wisconsin. I hope you're having a good night, and thank you for joining us. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Terry Barr and Rocker.
Hello.
Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop them online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. What's happening, CJ? Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, outdoor seating. Of course, there's live music there. You can get the full music lineup at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the Devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. Talking to the Devil.